When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Spotify, we're on Podbean, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out on the Five Reasons YouTube channel all of our other shows. Clutch Corner, one of our other NBA Heat shows, came back tonight with one of the new co-hosts. Also, you can get all of our Dolphins content there, as well as FiveReasonsSports.com. Alfredo Arteaga from 3 Yards Per Carry has been at every Dolphins practice, and he's giving you the daily reports, and we have no paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Did you know that this upcoming Sunday is actually CBD Day? Yes, that's right. They actually have a holiday for this thing. And what do you want to order? You want to order Therapist Preferred. That's where we go over at the 5 Reasons Sports Network. This is a CBD company founded in 2019 by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. 100% THC free and third-party lab verified, so you will not fail any kind of drug test. Don't worry about that. All products are made in the U.S. with cutting-edge technology from organically grown hemp. The most popular products, well, the ones that Alex likes, the green apple gummies. I'm a fan of the strawberry lemonade gummies. You can also get the tincture. You can also get the CBD sports cream. All you got to do for any of it is when you go pay, type in the code 5 reasons. That's 5, the number, and then reasons, and you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off your order, plus free shipping on all orders. So shop now, therapistpreferred.com for all your CBD, and make sure you use the code 5. And then reasons. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscay.
Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on 5 on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. Well, I'm back. So for those of you who enjoyed the non-Ethan episode, I apologize. I'll be with you for the next 20 minutes. Floor plan today. We got Greg Sylvander. We've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander and at Tropical Blanket. Greg is verified because he uses his real name. Alex is not, only because he does not. All right, let's get to it, guys. Alex is shaking his head now. Let's get to it.
I have no reason to be verified. You know damn well I don't provide what late provides.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll see. You got to ask Spo. You're holding him accountable. All right, let's get to it. We've got 2 episodes already since free agency started, but now we have a more complete picture. The latest today is that Victor Oladipo has signed with the Miami Heat, has re-signed with the Miami Heat. We talked a lot on some of these episodes on 5 on the Floor of whether Vic would have any market out there for him at all. It turns out he really didn't, which is sort of what we suspected. This was kind of the case at the trade deadline as well, where obviously that was before the latest injury or the latest re-injury, but there really wasn't a market for Victor Oladipo, which is one of the reasons that the Heat was able to snag him in the first place. And now they snag him at an even less expensive cost to be part of this roster. So far, going back to the beginning of this thing, bringing in Kyle Lowry, bringing in Markieff Morris to play forward along with PJ Tucker to be 2 of the power forwards in the rotation. Also keeping Max Strus, keeping Gabe Vincent, keeping, more importantly, Duncan Robinson. And now we see Victor Oladipo is staying out. Kendrick Nunn to Los Angeles. You guys talked about that yesterday. That one surprised me. And then also obviously out Precious Achiuwa, Goran Dragic, Trevor Ariza, and I believe Andre Iguodala. I may be missing somebody of significance, but anyway, oh, and also re-signed Dwayne Dedmon. So we have kind of an idea of what a 9-man rotation may look like if you get 2 February and you still have the current players on the team, which is one issue, but also that you have Victor Oladipo coming back, we think, sometime between December and February. Barry Jackson of the Herald has been kind of the most on top of this, and I trust his reporting on it. Greg, let's get to it. If you look at this nine-man rotation, one, and these are the question I'm going to ask Alex too. One, did they achieve their goals this offseason thus far? And two, is this a contender in the Eastern Conference now?
Yes, they achieved their goals. They plugged the point guard spot that can also do a little bit more. I feel like that Lowry acquisition is just, we're not going to be able to quantify what that does to this team until we see it live. But also PJ Tucker, the more that I think about what he does and the way that he was relied upon for Milwaukee as they advanced round over round, like Spo's going to fall in love with that dude and he's going to play a ton. So I love that addition. Markieff Morris also makes a lot of sense. This team is tough. They have an identity now. That stuff matters. So I especially like the punctuation with the Victor Oladipo signing. I think that I overthought this a bit and thought Depot maybe would have a bigger market or that he would go elsewhere. But in talking to people, when I was trying to track down what he was getting paid today, and we confirmed that he was getting the veterans minimum, which is just a perfect scenario for Miami, mind you, like this really is the wild card for the Heat, right? Because like, not only can he be, if he's just anywhere near what he was for the two games that he was in Miami, if he can provide some of that come playoff time, it transforms this roster and what you're capable of, but also like the creativity to now have his bird rights, be able to exceed the salary cap to keep him. If he does regain form, it's really like this wild card that I love that they identified it and they're taking advantage of it, because it could be the difference between being a conference finalist and an NBA finalist.
Alex, before I go to you on this, now looking back, cause you did the pod yesterday on Nunn, does it put that, Greg, in any kind of other context, the decision that was kind of made both ways on Kendrick Nunn, the decision not to retain him ultimately for what was a relatively cheap price, and also his decision to go? I can tell you, people around Kendrick Nunn thought he was going to get $12 million or more per year. He ended up taking $5 million. And again, look, there's other guys. I mean, there's some other players in free agency who are finding out it's
cold out there.
The way that it's cold out there. And we'll talk about some of those names kind of on the other side of the break. But does it put the Nunn decision in more context? I mean, do you think they knew they had Oladipo in their back?
Likely. I think that makes a ton of sense. I think that they still need to address a functional, experienced other guard that gives some of that Depot stuff, that scoring punch. And I don't know what that looks like. A lot of Lou Williams speculation has been thrown around. I personally, the more I've asked around on that didn't sound like the direction that they're going. But I do think that there's room for somebody else, but ultimately, like, I think that Oladipo, they're going to be really, really careful and they're going to take a lot of time with him. So I would just practice patience there. But like to your point, they're going to now pay the luxury tax. So anything I said that was negative about the team paying the tax, it looks like they're going to head right into to paying the tax. And I think that they will make one more addition, and Kendrick Nunn leaving with Depot, like kind of waiting in the wings, makes a lot more sense today.
All right, Alex, A, accomplish their goals. B, contender in the East.
I would say yes for both, but with caveats. I think it's kind of like the best way to put it. I think they definitely accomplished their goals. Number one, getting Kyle Lowry cannot be overstated. Like, you know, we talked about it on other pods already. I just think what he's going to do for everybody else, the stuff he brings, it's huge. You know, not fumbling that and bringing in that guy, bringing in Jimmy's guy, already, you know, huge, right? But when you talk about adding PJ, bringing back Depot at the minimum. And I was just listening back to that pod that you promoted today on Twitter that I legitimately forgot that we did from like 2 weeks ago, where we talked about the Lowry Oladipo potential backcourt there. And it was like, we were talking about him potentially getting the mid-level from somebody, from a team willing to pay him, like the Knicks or something. And that was clearly not there, not only for him with his injury concerns, but for just about everybody who was expecting a lot of money, right? The Kelly Oubres of the world. And so bringing him back on the minimum, absolute 100% win. There's just no risk to it at all. You know, you can nitpick the roster and say the bench could still be filled out a little bit. You could say, you know, you want to spell PJ Tucker's lack of offense with a more offensive minded four. And that's not necessarily what Markieff Morris is, but I'm not really mad at that. It's another minimum contract. I like the character, the collective grit of this team. They're going to be tough as shit. And I still think they're probably going to make one more move. I think everybody's hoping for Danny Green or something like that to kind of happen. But just overall, there's no way to doubt that they've turned themselves into a real competitive contender, somebody who can compete with the best teams in the East. And even though they're definitely not going to be favored over the Bucks or the Nets, I firmly believe they're going to be right there with them. And they have a lot of matchup stuff now that we can get into at another time of, I think, why they're just so much more able to compete with these teams than they were last season. And I just think, you know, there may be a move or two away from being a lot closer to the finals. And I think a lot of people are giving them credit for.
All right, we're going to get to some of those other names. You guys have thrown out a few of those that they may be able to pluck to kind of fill out the roster, and also what maybe some of the roles of other guys that they brought back may be. So we're going to touch on that in a second. Before we do, we're welcoming back another of our great sponsors local here in South Florida, our friend Mark over at U-Brake Wheel Fix. That's U-Brake Wheel Fix, a wheel repair and remanufacturing company with over 20 years of experience specializing in complete wheel repair. They repair the wheels from the curb rash to bends and cracks. They do everything. They also specialize in refinishing from polishing, machining, and custom colors that will suit your car's needs. They can do the vice colors, so maybe the heat aren't doing them anymore. You can still do them on your truck if you want. Lastly, U-Brake Wheel Fix offers a full array of factory and custom wheel and tire applications. So go visit them. They're right in North Miami. They're South Florida people. They're big Miami sports fans, and they'll do a great job on your car. They'll make it look much better than it looks now and be much more functional than it is right now. So go to U-Brake Wheel Fix. That's U-Brake Wheel Fix. .com right in North Miami. You can also contact them at 305-748-0112. That's 305-748-0112. Ubreakwheelfix.com. All right, let's talk about what the Heat may still need to fix. Here's a segue. As you know, you take a look at their roster and a possible 9-man or 8-man rotation. It looks to me and to others like you're going to start Bam at the five again. I know that doesn't appeal to some people. Sam Mitchell, former NBA coach, now on NBA TV, said flatly the other day, we're not going to know how good Bam can be until he's playing the four full time. The Heat don't really seem to agree with that at this point. They don't really have a suitable five that would push Bam to the four full time, but he's going to start at the five. It appears probably PJ Tucker starts at the four, although my immediate reaction on Twitter was that Markieff Morris may end up being the starter at the four, and PJ may end up being the closer at the four. And of course, then Jimmy and Duncan, who you consider a guard, who you consider a forward, it really doesn't matter. And then an actual true point guard, like we're putting a guy in the PG space in the lineup in Kyle Lowry, which is not something that we've typically done here in Miami, unless you considered Goran Dragic that. And then off the bench, Dwayne Dedmon is your true big. Coming off the bench, then either Tucker or Morris coming off the bench. Ultimately, Oladipo joining Hero in the backcourt for now. Again, you know, will Hero still be here in February? Will Oladipo be ready in February? We may never see that pairing. We don't know. But I'll go to you first on this, I guess, Greg. You know, as you kind of look at the lineup, is there anything else, anybody else that could crack that lineup? Maybe it's one of the former two-way guys, Strus or Vincent. Or maybe it's somebody else that we're really not thinking about right now.
I think they're missing, truthfully, they're missing another like long switchy, wing type player. Like if you look at the roster right now behind Duncan and Jimmy, like at the wing spots, like I guess Strus essentially sometimes plays up a bit, but you've got KZ Akpala and like, yeah, PJ Tucker and Markieff Morris maybe can do some of that stuff, but you're going to be asking PJ Tucker to guard up a lot. So like you're going to need an additional wing defender when teams roll out multiple 6'6" and 6'7" guys. And I just don't know that KZ's ready to do that yet. I know you invested in Duncan, so I would expect that they're going to count on him to make strides, to be able to be relied upon, you know, if you're getting paid that way now. But I think that they could use another player like that. And I don't know that that's what they'll target, because, you know, we've heard names like Danny Green has been quietly mentioned as a name that could end up there. And maybe he does bring enough of that championship pedigree and can find his way enough defensively to make threes and make some sense. But I think that that's where they would go. And what they're missing is that I just feel like I'm not ready to trust KZ in the event you have an injury or something like that throughout the season.
What's more important, Alex? Is it finding that kind of wing 3-and-D type player like a Danny Green that Greg mentioned, or is it more important to find another primary ball handler off the bench, particularly with Noah Oladipo? And with that, I know that that's what Lou Williams is, although the ball has been in his hands a lot over the course of his career. I mean, is a guy like Isaiah Thomas, is he still out there?
Oh, he's out there.
I mean, I feel like...
Oh, he's out there for sure.
Well, he's out there. Well, he's also represented by Jimmy's agent, too. So, I mean...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Look at him a little bit last year.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, Isaiah is represented by Bernie Lee. So, I mean, there's already a connection there. And there was some interest last year. It was moderate, I would say, at best, but there was some interest. I mean, I don't know what other names are. I mean, Dennis Schroeder out there for the minimum.
He wanted
$100 million.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hero to be what we think Hero can be and provide that kind of stuff, then you have to ask, like, what if his role is, oh yes, finally he doesn't have to focus on anything but being a bucket getter initially as he comes into the game. Like, do we really need to get another bucket getter? So that's just why I hesitate.
But is he going to be count? But that's what I've never understood about this whole thing. I feel like people have had it backwards with him starting or not starting and what his role would be. It feels to me like if he's going to be the guard off the bench, he's going to be asked to handle the ball a lot,
Oladipo,
right?
So
he's
for
not
sure.
Going to be
but,
playing.
I mean, look, I got to imagine like there's going to be some creative staggering done now between Lowry and Jimmy. They're not only going to have their minutes stapled together. I'm sure they're going to play together a whole lot, but especially now, like with Depot out for the remaining, probably for the first half of the season, maybe more. Tyler is probably going to have to do some stuff off the bench. And I think that premise makes people nervous, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's getting minutes with Jimmy and Kyle. And he's just, I wouldn't expect him to be out there, you know, kind of leading the bench minutes over and over again, where it just kind of he's the one with the burden of creating and scoring for everybody else, because I don't think that's the best way to go. But even still, I would rather they go for a Danny Green, right? Like, unless you're talking about getting a Reggie Jackson or Schroeder at backup point, which they were obviously looking for way more money. I think that's something that's more than viable. Outside of them, I don't really know what the options are. I think Lou Will is not a bad idea. Like, I've actually seen him be a good offensive spark plug off the bench in recent years. You don't need to, you know, rely on him as some sort of, you know, nine, like somebody who's going to close for you, or somebody who you need to rely on for more than 15, 20 minutes a game at most in the playoffs, if you even want to play him that much, understanding how much of a defensive liability he's been for teams in the past. And to that point, I'm out on Isaiah Thomas, because, you know, I haven't seen him do the things Lou Will has in the past couple of years. And he's way worse on defense, and that's hard to do, to be worse than Lou Will on defense. So I would have Danny Green right now at the top of my list.
There have been some comparisons, you know, of Hero to Lou Williams, you know, that I've seen out there in terms of what his role could be sort of early in his career. Maybe the two of them playing together wouldn't be the worst thing. I mean, Lou Williams, to me, is going to be 45, 50 years old and still getting buckets somewhere. I mean, it just may not be at the NBA. I mean, it's just sort of who he is. I think the other position, though, well, we're going to talk about one more position here after I tell you about Prize Picks. PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5, FIVE. That's PrizePicks.com. That is our officially daily fantasy sponsor here at the 5 Reasons Sports Network. This is where you want to go not just during NBA season. They've also got the MLB stuff going on right now. They do it for MMA. They do it for golf. They do it for tennis. They do it for everything. And obviously, they've got those NFL futures that are already up. You can already sort of go to Prize Picks right now for week one of the NFL season and start deciding if you want to play certain running backs over or under their rushing yards. Also, obviously, quarterbacks, receivers, and they'll be adding more positions as they go. So go check out prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. The other thing to bring up here, guys, though, is, you know, the other piece that seems to be missing is maybe one more big. Greg, you mentioned Wes Matthews is another guy to take a look at in the backcourt. They looked at last year, by the way, we know, and that Jimmy wanted to bring him in, another Marquette guy. But
you threw me the beautiful lob for the big man because we have the solution, and his name is Omar Yurtseven, and he has been balling in summer league. So I hope that Miami, who did not retain his rights as they were approaching free agency to maximize flexibility, that's the guy. Like, if we're gonna go down the big man road, let's give him the Duncan Kendrick contract and develop a guy.
I mean, is that the way to go, Alex? I mean, or do they need? I feel like Dwayne Dedmon is a proven commodity for them now. Like, they know what they're going to get from him. You know, the upside is not, you know, the highest, but I think they know what the floor is from Dedmon. They know what they're going to get from him pretty much every night. Tucker and Markieff are not elite rebounders.
They're good for their position, though, as far as like boxing dudes out, maybe not getting, you know, a big amount of rebounds, but being able to actually just stay in more man stuff on defense, keeping Bam on the back line, all of a sudden, like, things are going to look a lot better, I think, from the rebounding standpoint, where they won't be getting destroyed in that aspect anymore from that physicality that they got. But look, Leif brings up a good point. Omer is, you know, not to overdo it, but he's clearly a standout at summer league. He's one of those guys who just clearly has shown in these first couple of games, at least, that he kind of doesn't belong there. Like, he's ahead. He's played in pro leagues. And, you know, Turk Nowitzki is somebody who I think, and shout out to Gad for that one.
Whose was that, by the way? Is that?
That was Gad. That was Gad.
Oh, Gad. Okay. And, Gad Cartagena on our network. Yeah, that's pretty good. We might,
I think,
get,
it would be smart.
We might get that on a t-shirt, I think. Yeah.
Sign Gad on the two-way and sign Omer Yurtseven to the two-way immediately before another team picks him up. I think Dedmon's going to be the backup five. But Yurtseven has, like, between the pick and pop stuff, you know, the his ability to kind of punish a mismatch with the size that he has. He seems like a pretty smart player. Like, he could be a plug and play guy if there's a time where they need the bodies, right? Like, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say with how much they gave Vincent and Strus last season. Like, I think he could easily meet that bar. Like, Yurtseven was clearly outplaying Strus these past couple of games. So I don't think that's crazy to say. But also, like, if you want to go with another big, if you want to go with the veteran route, I think Millsap is a good idea too.
That's another interesting one. I mean, Millsap and Wes Matthews, I almost feel it's becoming kind of comedic, though. Like, it's like, can the Heat or Lakers get older? Which is funny, because the whole thing about, you know, both teams from last year was they didn't have a long enough break, which was totally a legitimate excuse in my view, didn't have a long enough break after the finals to kind of get themselves together for the next year. So what do both teams do this offseason? They get older. I mean, the Heat has somehow, you know, dropped Dragic and Iguodala and Ariza and, you know, stayed at least as old as they were before. And the Lakers are basically adding pieces from the 70s to fill out their roster. I will say I like what we're looking at in terms of the you know, a potential starting eight, starting nine in terms of the rotation. I don't know necessarily that there's as much interchangeability and rust and rotation flexibility for Spoelstra as maybe some other teams have had. Now, that it's not necessarily the worst thing, because we've seen that when Eric can get in a rhythm with a rotation, that maybe it's better than when he has a lot of sort of interchangeable parts and he starts playing mad scientist and nobody knows what their role is and all that. So maybe,
but at the same time, they're more versatile on both ends than they were last year, even if they're not as deep.
No, I think that's fair. I just don't think there's a lot of guys we're going to say. Well, again, there weren't a lot of guys last year that we could say this guy is playable. But, I mean, you would really need Akpala to take another five steps to really challenge to be a regular in the rotation, right? you know, Strus, who I know they like. I don't know if he's ready for more of that. I mean, Gabe Vincent may end up being the complimentary ball handler to Hero, you know, in the background. We did see that Spoelstra will play him. So I think maybe he could play a little bit. But yeah, I know I see what you're saying, but I just, it looks pretty cut and dry. Like it doesn't look like Eric's going to go into training camp and we're going to be saying, is it this guy or this guy? I mean, no, Tyler Hero's coming off the bench. Duncan Robinson is starting. We know that, right? Okay. I mean, really the only question is it going to be Markieff or Tucker starting? I mean, it's going to be pretty boring in terms of, not, you know, we're going to cover it in an interesting way, hopefully, but there's not going to be training camp battles, right? For rotation spots. I don't see it.
No, but it will be guys establishing that they are ready to take the roles that we are so clearly defining for them. Because I think like, that's going to be the big question is like everything maps out on paper. Maybe not everything, but a lot of it maps out on paper. Like the dots connect perfectly. And you feel like this roster has much more of pieces that fit and roles defined well. Let's see everybody step up. And that, I think, will add enough intrigue because, like, there's going to be stuff on Hero's plate that will make a determination on him. You know, this year, this is it for Tyler Hero. I feel like he's got to embrace I'm surprised that he's going to return because all indications are that it looks like that, the value is just not there to move him right now. So expecting him back, integrating him, seeing what PJ Tucker and Markieff Morris can provide, because like, let's not all forget, like we had Avery Bradley and Mo Harkless last year, and we thought that those guys were going to provide certain things that the Heat lacked: point of attack, defense, and versatility, and it all fell flat on the face. So you also have to just think about that. You got to hope these pieces fit. And to me, they look like they fit. And Kyle obviously is the slam dunk addition.
Well, we got a lot of pieces that we're looking at here in their 30s who are going to miss time. And that's why some of these players do need to step up off the bench.
I think Millsap's a pretty good idea. Like, especially if you're talking about Tucker being the closer. And I think that's kind of, I would be surprised if that's not where we're at, right? Like, I think he's going to be that guy for Spo on the defensive end to help with the rebounding and stuff like that. But just, it's kind of like a similar thing to what they had with Iguodala, right? Where it's like, you don't want to play him too much throughout the regular season. You want to keep him fresh. And like, that's pretty much where I'm at with PJ. Like, of course I want to see him play with that five, but I also don't want to see him average maybe more than like 25 minutes a game during the season. I don't know if that's crazy to ask, given where they're at in their rotation. Does KZ step up? Do they think Omer is a good five that they can play next to Bam or off the bench somehow? I don't know, but the depth is a valid concern. I'm just not, I'm not too worried about it. Like, I think they've got some things they can do.
They've manufactured depth in the past, baby.
Yeah, except last season. Right. I'm with you. But again, it was a COVID season. Maybe it was a little bit different.
Can I ask one question, though?
Yes.
Because I think it would be good to also help clarify with Heat fans the whole Kendrick Nunn thing. And you know me, not a Kendrick Nunn guy. I haven't been a Kendrick Nunn guy over the past couple seasons. I've tried to give him credit as far as like the things he's good at, and there's value there. And that's kind of going to be my point there. And you asked that earlier in the show. It's like, did they let Nunn walk? Did they pull the qualifying offer knowing that they had Depot in hand? And that's fair and great. And I love it because I was all about bringing Oladipo. I'm glad they brought him back. It's a great value play. But I was wondering how come like getting him at that 4.7 qualifying offer, I was very curious to why they were so quick to pull it off and not just bring him back, knowing that Oladipo won't be back till the second half of the season, and that it's somebody that's going to fit right away with the guys that you already have. You already know the fit on a 1-year cheap offer, unless what you're saying is Nunn just really wanted to go play for the Lakers.
Yeah, no, it's a really good question because Kendrick Nunn's skill set could be used until Oladipo comes back. So it's a valid question, but this is how I understand it. With that qualifying offer, if he accepts that, he has a no trade clause effectively. So like at that point they can't move him. So like you could talk about moving off money. You would have to move off some other money that doesn't have a no trade clause. So I think that the Heat were hesitant to get boxed in with Kendrick on the roster. If they do want to go into the tax now and then slide out and under at the deadline, like that's something where they could maybe now have the flexibility to use the biannual exception and they could trade that player. Whereas Kendrick Nunn would have that no trade clause. So that's how I understand it, but I understand your concern as well, that from a sheer basketball perspective, there's no doubt they could have used his skill set
at that cost.
Was ready.
Because we were worried, like you said earlier, that he was going to get like a big deal from one of these teams that had cap space. And even like a contender, obviously him going to the Lakers makes sense for him. And you know, to build his value up, he's gonna fit well there. He's a shooter. And we know LeBron plays well with shooters. I'm just wondering, like, you know, at such a low price point, it felt like it would have been nice to have him back.
I will say this about it. I think they're going to regret that move.
That's the one thing I would really like pick on. Yeah.
I think they're, and I'll say this, I am maybe surprised.
Maybe just because it's the Lakers, that pisses me off a little bit.
I am surprised that he went to a place like the Lakers. I thought that he would end up, we kept saying, with a team like Detroit, Oklahoma City, where he'd be a big-time scorer, kind of relied upon in strictly that role. With the Lakers, he's going to be more of a complimentary piece. I like it for him and, you know, in the sense that him and Malik Monk are the two younger guys on that roster that they'll integrate. Two guys that I think both could have helped the Heat, but I do think that's one move that they are going to come to regret. I think Kendrick is better than people give him credit for, and I also I think what he did last year was very difficult to pull off. So
honestly, he'll be better than whoever they sign with the biannual. To your point, Ethan, he probably will.
So not being able to move off the player for luxury tax reasons, if that's one of the
reasons. That's just Danny Green.
Right. Well, Danny Green fits that. But again, a guy who can actually get his own shot has value, and Kendrick Nunn has the ability to get his own shot, whereas Danny Green does not. I mean, so I understand the value of Danny Green. Trust me, and his professionalism and everything else. He's been a highly underrated player to me for pretty much his entire career. But I think they're going to regret the Kendrick move. That's all. I mean, again, depending on what happens with Oladipo.
Adam pointed out something really cool, and we'll close here. And I just want to reemphasize it because, Ethan, you're back. Mm-hmm. Do you know that everyone that they have acquired this offseason has been in an NBA finals in the last 2 to 3 years? Like, wow. They literally went out and got guys that know how to play in that environment that have gotten championships, all champions. Look at them, PJ Tucker, Marquise Morris, Kyle Lowry. So there's a common thread there. And Danny Green's on that list too. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Of course, it also means these guys got a little more wear on them because they played deeper into a season. But I don't want to be the negative one. All right, check out ubreakwheelfix.com. We always tell you to go to therapistpreferred.com. Use that code 5 reasons. It's the number 5 reasons. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. We'll continue to churn out these episodes. I am sure that there's going to be some kind of a Zoom announcement with Kyle Lowry coming up here after the 6th, once things can kind of finalize. So we will have more episodes coming to you. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons of Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.